Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv has been targeted by further Russian air attacks, described by one official as exceptional in density. Ukraine authorities said all 18 missiles were shot down and footage showed air defenses destroying targets over the city. At least three people were injured, which used both drones and missiles. Russia has stepped up its air campaign in recent weeks, ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive to expel the Russian invaders. An unidentified 18-year-old male armed with at least three guns roamed through a northwestern New Mexico community near Four Corners, firing randomly at cars and houses yesterday, killing three people and injuring six others, including two police officers, before he was shot by police. The Farmington, New Mexico police chief.
At least six houses and three cars were shot in the course of the event as a suspect randomly fired at whatever entered his head to shoot at.
The officers from the Farmington Police Department and New Mexico State Police are both being treated for their injuries and are listed in stable condition. Republican lawmakers demanded consequences and argue the FBI was weaponized against President Trump. Special Counsel John Durham's probe revealed the FBI pushed seriously flawed investigation into the former president, alleging collusion with Russia in 2016. Now, presidential candidate Donald Trump calls the evidence in Durham's report proof that the American public was scammed when the FBI opened an investigation into his campaign. It's National Police Week. The National Law Enforcement Memorial and Museum in D.C. will honor the fallen officers whose names have recently been added to the memorial. House Speaker McCarthy.
We need to show the respect, we need to show the funding, and we need to stand up for the law enforcement officers to make sure that they can continue to do the job to keep our streets safe.
USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden is confirming he will sit down with Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders for more dealings over the debt limit.
They'll resume talks about the debt limit and avoiding a default. However, Speaker McCarthy says he's not optimistic.
It seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not talking anything serious.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday urged McCarthy to give up the standoff and pass a clean debt ceiling increase.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time.
Republicans say Democrats don't want a deal on government spending. Democrats say on this one, they shouldn't have to. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Air travel is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels this Memorial Day weekend.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will be busier this year than it was pre-COVID, signaling a true return to travel levels not seen since before the pandemic. About 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend, which is an 11% increase over last year. It's also nearly 5.5% increase since 2019 before the COVID pandemic. AAA expects this to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2000, when they first started tracking travel numbers. I'm Skip Kelly.
Axiom Space's upcoming AX-2 mission will be the second ever private astronaut mission to the International Space Station. The mission is scheduled to launch Sunday. Two members of Saudi Arabia's first astronaut class will be on board. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got no baloney, the one and only, James Hurston, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. He joins us now. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always look forward to our time together, and this one here especially. We're going to be talking about a faith and family Hollywood merger that's taking place, which only makes sense because faith-based movies are just knocking it out of the park these days, James. And you would think that traditional Hollywood would look at the numbers and see that the audience appreciates family-oriented movies where they don't have to cover their kids' eyes or ears is being welcomed, and the returns at the box office are quite indicative of that, right?
Yes. The power of the free market even has some executives in Hollywood paying attention to the underserved, neglected market of particularly parents who care about their children and what their children are exposed to, that kind of fare. And it's amazing. This is a merger. You know, it's funny. It's like a cliche. This is a merger that was made in heaven.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because the people look for, when they're merging companies, I mean, there's lots of different ways to do it. And sometimes it's economy of scale. But in this case, you've got two faith and family powerhouses. One a lot of people are familiar with is PureFlix. Mm-hmm. PureFlix is a competitor to Netflix. I mean, that's mm-hmm. why they have their name. And what they offer is streaming content for people that are looking for content that they feel comfortable having their family watch.
Exactly.
And also PureFlix produces content. And right now they have, you know, a couple of monster content in terms of just the amount of people that watch it. One is The Chosen, mm-hmm. this most successful crowdfunded television series in history. And the other is the God's Not Dead franchise, which is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So they're essentially a production and streaming company. They're merging with Great American Media, which was a rival to Hallmark, and brings family-friendly, faith-based material to cable primarily. They also have a streaming channel, one streaming channel under this, you know, and their cable channel is Great American Family, which again, there's a backstory to this. A guy named Bill Abbott was the person that for over a decade guided Hallmark. And you remember Hallmark became the go-to Christmas movie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right.
And people, you know, at Christmas they had their especially women, had their channels glued to Hallmark. But what happened is, of course, Hallmark went sideways under pressure from the woke mob, and it was enough for Bill Abbott to leave. Mm-hmm. And Bill Abbott is really one of the founders of this great American media, which models itself as an alternative to woke Hallmark. But what Bill did, he had the relationships, so he was able to get the Christmas queen of movies, Candace Cameron Bure herself, very committed Christian, the person that played Winnie Cooper in Wonder Years, Danica McKellar. She had also set up a second career with Hallmark. And Lori Loughlin of Full House, and people know Lori Loughlin from the academic scandal.
Right.
But she's also been a mainstay on this, on Hallmark. So all three of them went to Great American, and this Abbott has built Great American Media into a business rival of Hallmark and is doing well. And so here's Great American. They have the cable outlet, and PureFlix has the streaming outlet. Great American has the Christmas market, has the stars signed, and PureFlix has the incredible amount of content mm-hmm. and a streaming platform. I think I wrote in my article, I think it's like $7.99 a month mm-hmm. for parents to have peace of mind and cancel their Netflix, which is a good idea.
All right,
and,
exactly.
But in any case, these two come together and they provide content and platforms for each. It's like the perfect combination. Incidentally, PureFlix in 2020, around the same time Bill Abbott had left Great American, PureFlix was bought by Sony. Mm-hmm. Sony has a faith-based division called Affirm. And Affirm is one of these where they released Heaven is for Real, a bunch of other films.
Every single one of them. Yeah.
And it showed incredible profit margins, head-turning profit margins. When I say that, it's because their budgets are so low. They'll have, for Hollywood standards, a tiny little budget of a few million dollars, and they end up grossing close to $100 million for that budget. And so Sony's really quite enlightened now. They have a significant piece of this new entity. I don't know what the name's going to be yet. Great American is the majority shareholder. I think Bill Abbott is probably going to run it. So he may absorb PureFlix into the Great American family, if you will, but I think they'll keep the name PureFlix, but they'll just have this beautiful
hand-in-glove relationship. Yeah, exactly. Hey, James, I'm wondering, you know, if Abbott's influence started early at PureFlix, because one of the things that PureFlix did, which was I thought was just such a blessing over the Christmas season, is they went wall-to-wall Christmas movies. They streamed Christmas movies throughout the Christmas season, you know, like some radio stations in Southern California, as you know, will play, you know, Christmas songs, you know, wall to wall. Well, PureFlix did it with movies on their streaming service. I wonder if Abbott had some influence in, coming up with that idea.
But I also, I think in today's world where, you know, the second most important holiday in the Christian calendar, Christmas, is basically neglected or even ignored, and you know, Christmas music is banned from places. I mean, it makes perfect sense that they also have a problem with the programming,
right?
And so that's why Hallmark was successful with wall-to-wall Christmas music. I'm sorry, movies. And
yeah.
That's also why A Christmas Story on TNT went 24 hours a day.
A continuous loop. Don't you shoot your eye out?
It's the free market. We love Christmas. We love Christmas music.
Right.
We love to see Christmas movies. And so, yes, it is Bill Abbott, but it's also just a smart marketing, smart business decision.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. And we were just talking about this faith and family Hollywood merger. Huge, huge deal here. And we'll see how this plays out. So You know, we wish nothing but the best for, you know, PureFlix and a great American media as they produce, you know, what America has been clamoring for, James. We just want wholesome family movies, entertainment that we can sit down as a family together away from our, away from our cell phones and all these other distractions and just have a time in our homes with our family. What's wrong with that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, I get a lot of grief sometimes in my email and social media. You know, they say to me, you know, Herson, you just think everything that talks about Jesus is a good movie. Well, some of these are turkeys and you say they're good. But what they don't understand is this is an antidote.
Yes.
We are inundated with garbage. We are inundated with woke stuff. We are inundated with things that are supposed to be for children, that are marketed to children, but responsible parents look at it and say, hey, I'm not showing this to my kids.
Right.
So, yes, if we have somebody offering edifying material and they're offering things that look at beauty and truth and honesty and responsibility and glorify the sacredness of life and family, we're going to give them a pass if they don't have a great production because it's an antidote.
Yes.
Like what Rush Limbaugh used to say about his program. He was the balance because everything else was on the other side of the spectrum. Well, the problem in Hollywood, that's why their award shows are tanking. They have record low ratings every year the last decade, and why their companies are struggling and laying off people, it's because they have embraced an anti-God, anti-family, anti-life agenda and try to shoehorn it into films. And what they've done is destroy the greatest storytelling mechanism in the world.
Exactly.
Which is what Hollywood was, what Disney was, and is no longer. And so, this is the free market speaking, and this is the big Hollywood studio involved, Sony's involved. And so,
yeah, they're starting to see the reality,
people.
James. Yeah, they're witnessing
the
reality.
The track record is unreal. The track record now, we've had years of showing that this is good business. It's good business. So, I'm optimistic about it growing. It's like a mustard seed. So
yeah, exactly. That's a good analogy. You know, James, I understand people will complain and question, you know, the creativity and level of, you know, production values in some of these faith-based movies. But I can tell you, they've come a long way. They're much better than they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And where, you know, these production facilities may not have the budget, you know, to blow up cars and buildings and everything like that, they're able to, you know, use creativity in such a way that still tells the story. And that's really the bottom line, right, is that are you telling the story? Is it relatable? And look what's happening. I mean, this genre is exploding.
It is. And, you know, it's the technology has enabled that storytelling process to be done without the mammoth budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some real talented people now who know how to use the technology. And the analogy is we look at contemporary Christian music. We've talked about
exactly
that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to its infancy, you could almost tell the production value of religious music, Christian music. It was at a lower level.
Yeah, it was going to be substandard.
Songwriting.
Yeah, exactly.
And that has completely changed to where, you know, if you put on a contemporary Christian channel, you will hear basically the same kind of quality of recording, production, mastering that you would find in the secular world. And so some of those songs are crossing over. The contemporary Christian market has become like one of the main, one of the biggest markets in the music business. Well, I think we're going to see that with faith-friendly, family-friendly entertainment. And it's, I think it's no accident that Bill Abbott named his company Great American Media.
Yeah, right.
You know, kind of reminiscent of a slogan that we've heard about America's greatness.
Yeah, so it's some sort of pejorative that you would think that America, that you'd have any pride in America in its histories and what it's accomplished, right? And I think that this is wearing for those politicians that want to use that in a way that a majority of Americans still believe in the red, white, and blue and the greatness of America. And, I think that they're going to rue the day because more and more people are realizing that, it's those things that are righteous and noble and good and enduring that matter. And this is what people who believe in the greatness of America, this is what they're about. Just like, what Abbott is doing and what PureFlix is doing in partnership with Sony and that. I think this is an awesome deal, and it portends well especially for those of us who have kids and grandkids that have been long suffering to try to, find a place where we can take our kids that doesn't involve a drag queen story hour or, language that we need to, apologize for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, de Tocqueville said that America's greatness came from America's goodness. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, think upon these things, the things that you mentioned. Great American Media has two cable channels called Great American Family, and that's where the Christmas movies are and the stars are, Great American Living, and then they have a free website streaming channel called Great American Adventures. It almost makes you think that Abbott wants to make America great again.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that sentiment, James. Do you want your faith to be great again? Would you want your family to be great again? Would you want your marriage to be great again? And why wouldn't you want your country to be great again? Because the thing is that when you say great again, that means that it once was, right?
That's right.
So yeah, what's stopping us from doing it again, right?
Right, and that doesn't mean we go back and repeat our mistakes.
Hopefully
it
not.
It means that we go back and we reinforce our principles.
Exactly.
We reinforce the philosophy, the principles, the fundamentals that we built this country on, that there are people today who wish to tear it down, wish to destroy it. They want a new set of principles, unfortunately, it's not a matter of debating because these are people that don't want to debate. They want to censor.
Right.
It's very clear. I thought it was interesting.
And who are they? And who are they want? Who are they censoring? They're censoring God. Bottom line, after everything is all said and done, James. Good luck.
Well, that's true. I mean, they want to censor, but they want to censor anything they don't agree with. It's kind of interesting that when Tucker Carlson was essentially fired. Mm-hmm. The reaction of Ocasio-Cortez was deplatforming works. that is the most irresponsible, evil reaction that anyone should ever have.
Exactly.
Blatant censorship.
We got to leave it there until next time we talk. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson. Thank you, James. Take care.
All right. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Ukrainian capital Kyiv has been targeted by further Russian air attacks, described by one official as exceptional in density. Ukraine authorities said all 18 missiles were shot down, and footage showed air defenses destroying targets over the city. At least three people were injured, which used both drones and missiles. Russia has stepped up its air campaign in recent weeks, ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive to expel the Russian invaders. An unidentified 18-year-old male armed with at least three guns roamed through a northwestern New Mexico community near Four Corners, firing randomly at cars and houses yesterday, killing three people and injuring six others, including two police officers, before he was shot by police. The Farmington, New Mexico police chief.
At least six houses and three cars were shot in the course of the event as a suspect randomly fired at whatever entered his head to shoot at.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jeff Kemp, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. Thankful.
Hey, I am too. And I tell you, I was, as I was getting prepared for our talk, I felt like the Spirit was leading me to Proverbs 15, 22 to 23. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. To make an apt answer is a joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is. That really speaks of the horizontal relationship of that we have. You know, we're supposed to have a vertical relationship. That's what we're called to do with God, and a horizontal relationship with our fellow man. And it's interesting. You take that vertical and that horizontal beam, and it forms the cross, right?
That's right. We are much stronger when we live in community with our brothers and sisters in Jesus and not all by ourselves with God. And many people say, oh, I have a private faith. I have a strong faith. I have a good belief in God. I just don't talk about it much. I don't just shout that much. Going to church isn't that important to me. I have my own way of connecting with God. And I'm not judging or stigmatizing anyone. I'm urging folks, as you are, that God has so much more for us when we make our faith comprehensive and robust. So that means, like you said, the vertical private dialogue and prayer and worship and enjoyment of the Lord, and the horizontal, which is human relationships that strengthen each other. Man, I came from sports. Quarterbacks can't get anything done without a center snapping them the ball, a running back getting the first down, and a wide receiver going out to receive the pass. Not to mention coaches, you know, who give a lot of advice, and the training staff and the strength coach. So we were made.
Or somebody to cover, or somebody else to cover that blind side, right?
Yeah, the left tackle gets paid a lot of money to protect your blind side. And I think that's the point of that verse. I'm going to read it again in the New Living Translation.
Okay.
Plans go wrong when you lack advice, but many advisors bring success. And then it says, everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is a wonderful thing to say the right thing at the right time. Well, guess what? I do not say the right thing at the right time without some advice from my wife. Mm-hmm. And my huddle is the group that advises me, my close friends who I connect with every week, my level five friends. They advise me on how to respond to a conflict with my wife, how to handle a situation with my kids or at work. I'm going to give you a quick example, and I'll let you comment on it. I was thinking about saying something to one of my grown sons about kind of a character issue I was concerned about. And I brought it up at lunch with my friend Greg. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, okay, give a lot of credibility on that topic with him. And it kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I thought, not really. I lack some credibility in that area. Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, do you think it's going to turn out well, that, like you get the result you're hoping for? And I thought, no, it won't. It totally changed my approach, and I didn't say the thing I was going to say. I didn't stick my foot in my mouth. I didn't do the non-apt answer. I gave a better answer. That's how I got stronger from my horizontal team, and it made my relationships better with my son.
Yeah, that's awesome. The other, you know, the other part of that is you say, you know, an apt answer. And oftentimes that apt answer, well, I'll tell you, to me, what I found, Jeff, is when it comes, you know, from God and the Holy Spirit drops that nugget that, you know, it, you don't own it, you know, the Holy Spirit gave it to you. It's kind of a lifeline, and it comes out, and it is just so powerful, and you're so blessed because you go, wow, God, you're so cool. You're there, and the person who's in the hearing of that, you know, of that anointed word, I say anointed word, sometimes I say revelatory word because it doesn't come from us. It God uses us. It comes through us. And that hits the mark in such a way that it's brilliant. It's inarguable. And
Bill, in the moment, Bill, how do you change what you might have done reflexively or reactively and pause a little bit and get that anointed inspiration from God to say something different? What's the practical way you do that?
I trust God. You know, Paul says that we should pray without stopping. And when I am entering into a situation, I am praying, you know, for this, that God, you know, even as the conversation is going in, I'm listening, but I'm listening. It's like I've got two channels. You know, it's interesting because women say, oh, men don't know how to multitask and all this kind of, you know, it's like little do they know. Yeah, that's okay. We'll pretend. But no, you multitask. I mean, you're listening. You're there engaged in the conversation, but I'm listening. Okay, God, where do you want this to go? How does this honor you? And that is a constant, you know, for me, I try to make it a constant prayer. I won't say that I do it, you know, 100% of the time. But I tell you this, so often when I don't do it and I mess up and I go to God and God says, well, you know, you weren't paying attention. So I go, yeah, I'm sorry. I get ahead of myself. I make it about me. And that's what you and I have been talking about these past weeks, Jeff. It can't be about us. You know?
No, I think for me it's pretty similar to what you just described. And for the people listening, I'm going to call it the receive principle. Bill has just explained the receive principle. He has a second conversation. It's actually your first conversation going all day long with God as best you can. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're in a delicate conversation or at a key, you know, point of action, you're listening God, what do you want me to know right now? What do you want me to understand? What do you want me to say or not say? Many times he tells you not to say something, right? Because a gentle answer turns away anger and wrath. A harsh one doesn't. So sometimes he says, don't come back with that harsh retort. Don't be sarcastic right now, Jeff. Mm-hmm. But I think if we have that conversation, we then will receive the wisdom and counsel of the Holy Spirit, of Father God and Jesus. We might even hear the words of Jesus. Remember, Jesus asked questions instead of just blurting things out. And it made people kind of stop and check and look at themselves. Like, hey, who here has never, ever sinned, and therefore they can take this rock and throw it at this woman caught in adultery? Mm-hmm. He asked a question, and it was so powerful. All the men, oldest to youngest, started leaving and left her away. But that's the receive principle when we say, God, what do you want me to say right now? Or what do you want me to not say? Exactly. And we need to have that conversation going while we're talking to our wife or our husband or our son, or about to get mad at the air conditioning maintenance guy because your air conditioning doesn't work. But shoot, he's not the source of all trouble. Don't blow up on him. Listen to God.
Yeah. Well, you know, even there was that point when Jesus was being persecuted, and you hear repeatedly, and he said nothing, right? And he said nothing.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, Jeff, you appreciate this, my wife and I are dealing with a particular challenge. And I'll tell you, I mean, to this day, I'd make big money on it. She was way wrong. She was way wrong, okay? I'm telling you. There was just nothing. I can't even to this day, you know. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to, you know, have this conversation. And, yes, it's getting animated. And the Holy Spirit finally yells, and I know it was the Spirit of God. It says, shut up. Shut up. And I'm going, what? Are you not listening to this woman? This is a sidebar conversation. Are you not listening to this woman? She doesn't make sense. And shut up. Okay. So I said, okay. And I did. And I'm living to tell this story. So that should tell you something, right?
You know what? If we would listen to God, he would tell us, maybe not as direct always, as shut up, but be quiet, listen to understand, and let me give you the words that you're going to share when you finally do open your mouth. That's getting counsel from God.
Exactly. And the thing is even if he says it, like you said, in those harsher words, because that was something that you said, you know, you couldn't say that around my dad. That was like a swear word saying, shut up. And but here's the Holy Spirit going, shut up. You go, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, we'll leave it there, buddy. Hey, appreciate the insight as always. You're awesome. All the best to you, man. Hey, Jeff Kemp.
God, would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file
file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Talk about all these great viral videos that's capturing everybody's attention. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. How was your first Mother's Day?
Oh, it was wonderful. We went out to dinner one day, and then we celebrated for 2 days, actually, and then went to the park and had a picnic, and my husband cooked me breakfast, and it was a special day. I just couldn't feel more thankful.
How cool is that, huh? Well, I just pray that all our mothers in the audience have just a real special Mother's Day. You know, they deserve it, and and that everybody had a great time. So I'm glad to hear that, and I was excited to talk to you about your first Mother's Day, because that is a real special experience, and then it kind of goes full circle, and then you realize, wow, how you felt about your mom. And,
you've gotten to meet my mom, and my mom is one of the most special people
yes.
to me.
Oh, gosh, are you kidding me? She's so award-winning. Oh, yeah. She's just real special. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And, we waited so long to for the first Mother's Day. Your audience might not know that, but, I hope all those people out there hoping to be mothers themselves, I hope they don't give up hope, because it took us almost 7 years before I got to have my little boy. So I think that's just, it's a very special day, and, bless all those good moms out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, awesome. Well, congratulations. Happy Mother's Day a couple of days afterwards, and I'm glad it went so well for everybody. This first story is about a teen that uses a slingshot. I mean, this is like David against Goliath, right? And he fends off a kidnapper with a slingshot, right? He was trying to nab his 8-year-old sister, this guy? Wow.
This is amazing. This is what you want a big brother for, right? This is like this is like peak big brothering. So this could have started off to be a very different story. An 8-year-old little girl was out mushroom hunting up in Michigan. And she's out in her backyard just mushroom hunting, and there's some woods that connect to the backyard. And her brother is kind of watching her. He just happens to be looking, thank God. And a man comes out of the woods and grabs the little girl, puts his hand over her mouth, and starts to drag her away. You know, she's, oh like, God. Screaming.
Uh-huh.
So her brother runs out there with the only weapon he has at hand, and it's his slingshot. He must be a really good shot because he takes the first shot, hits the guy in the forehead, takes the next shot, hits him in the chest, and the guy runs off into the woods. And they were able to track him down later by the description and the wounds.
And a knot in the head. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it turned out it was actually a 17-year-old teenager himself, and he had been looking for somebody to hurt. He was going through something, and he said he wanted to hurt somebody, so he's being charged with attempted murder, and he's on $150,000, bail. And it's just,
bail bond.
That could have gone so much worse. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Even yeah, if that's, he had just missed.
Yeah, really. But thank God, that that's what big brothers are for, right?
That's right. Truly a hero. I mean, This is going to be... you owe me one forever, right?
Well, I'm sure that there will be a time when they will remember. But how horrific to watch your sister being dragged away by an evil person. That's a tough. And thank God he had a slingshot and he was there to save the day. Now this next story, this is another one that's hard to imagine. You got a teenage mother with triplets, no less. And a nurse steps up to help her out, right?
That's right. So Katrina Mullen, she's 45. She just adopted Sharia Small and her three triplets. Sharia is now 17, but when her triplets were first born, she was only in eighth grade, if you can imagine.
Oh my gosh.
And Katrina was actually one of the nurses at a community hospital in North Indianapolis, and they always stayed in touch, and she became close to them over the 5 months. Those children were in the IC or the NICU, and she ended up keeping in touch. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So they ended up keeping in touch, and she said to let her know if she ever needed anything, and it turned out, Sharia was sleeping on a couch. And, keeping her babies all in one playpen, and she ended up, not being able to stay where she was staying. So Katrina decides that she's going to adopt this young mother and her three children, which is just...
Oh, wow.
I mean, just such a blessing. Yeah. And she's, bragging about what a great mother Sharia is. So it's really like she's not trying to take... It's almost like she became a mother and a grandmother overnight. And it's
exactly.
just an amazing thing.
And so how old are these triplets now? I mean, the mother has them when she's in eighth grade. And,
So I'm thinking they must be about 3 years old. Or maybe even, older than that, 4 years old. So she has them when she's in eighth grade, and she's now 17. And they've been staying with Katrina for a couple of years. And I just, somebody like that who's called to do something like that, that's completely just a God thing. And I've seen this story before, and I'm in awe of this adoptive mother and the young mother who's doing her best. I mean, I have one baby. I'm much older than her, and I have one baby. That's a lot of work. I cannot imagine.
Having three of them,
that
right?
Time. Wow.
Yeah. And being an eighth grader, she would have been, 12, 13 years old? Something like that. Wow. Crazy. Wow, God bless him. God bless him. Well, this next story in 2005, he was told he had a year to live. Little did they know. 18 years later, he's still rocking and rolling, huh?
That's right. This man, actually, this comes from a Reddit forum, and he chose to remain anonymous. But when he was 18 years old, the doctors were so sure that he wasn't going to make it. He was diagnosed with a rare brain cancer. Actually, only three other people in the world had ever been diagnosed with that, and they died within a year or two. And so he's 12 years old, and they're like, you should reach out to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and this is not looking good for you. And it ended up, when they removed the tumor and they did a little bit of the treatment, he was, he was in remission, and he's been in remission ever since. He's 30 years old now. He's married with two children, and just had a last MRI, and he's still cancer-free to this day. So.
Wow.
Isn't that
a great story? I know. I always love that when, you get those stories, and
And all of a sudden, it's like, well, you know, the announcement of my death was a little premature. And so far, 18 years and counting, right?
So, oh, my God. How far off? And I mean, they ended up taking his tumor to study it to figure out, like, what was different for him. And hopefully, you know, because of what they're studying, they're able to help anybody else that's in his situation.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. Well, this next story is about a neighbor offering a helping hand to a struggling mom after her husband leaves. What happened?
That's right. So Mallory Mason, she lives in Canton, Ohio, with her children, and her husband recently left her. And she has a new neighbor. His name is John, and he noticed that they were struggling, and he finally worked up the courage, and he went over and offered to help. And he's like, I'd like to come cut your grass for you. And he said, are you okay? And, you know, it was just like, no. And the conversation ended up being recorded on the doorbell camera. So you can see where this neighbor comes over. And she ends up actually meeting his wife, Cheryl. And it was just something that Cheryl said, John felt like God had called upon him to go help them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe they can become a kind of family support system, just being neighbors. And, you know, sometimes people come into your life like that. At just the right time. It's, you know, you think a lot of our stories I've noticed start off as something really hard, and then somebody good comes along and something more beautiful than what you could have imagined comes out of it. And this is definitely one of those stories.
Well, especially in neighborhoods, because how many neighborhoods, a lot of people, I had a friend out in Colorado when he first moved out there. He told me, he goes, Bill, it was so difficult because what happens, you know, it was wintertime, and all people do is, you know, they don't talk outside of their homes. Because of the weather, they drive into the garage, they go in the house, everything happens within the walls of the homestead. Nothing is happening outside. There's no neighbor connection. And he's the kind of guy, he's the kind of extrovert that, you know, that had to just be stifling for people. But, you know, this is what goes on in America today, is that we're not communicating. And even worse yet, because of all the tension, you say the wrong thing, you use the incorrect pronoun or whatever, and everybody wants to get all upset about stuff. I mean, we cannot be isolated. This is unnatural. It's not normal for us to isolate one another, because you just never know. We were talking with Jeff Kemp earlier today, and you just, you know, you get that right person, says the right word, and sometimes the person that makes your day is the person that you thought was the biggest knucklehead that you ever, and you wanted nothing to do with them until that one moment when they bring something of value to you. And sometimes it's as simple, and you and I have talked about this before, Sam, it's as simple as just a smile, just an acknowledgement that you exist, right?
That's right. It really is. And, you know, I think the pandemic, you know, you're talking about neighbors being stuck in the winter. I think the pandemic made it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
So even if you weren't, like, one of those people who was necessarily afraid or think you would catch it, it's like, I know that we moved to a new city during the pandemic, and I remember thinking, this is going to be so hard to meet neighbors and make friends when everybody's kind of keeping their distance, and you don't know if you can go next door and shake hands. And, It's nice to see people coming together again, and hopefully the pandemic stuff is behind us and we can just get out there and take care of our neighbors and enjoy them.
President Biden says it's over, so if he says it's over, it's over. I'll go with that.
Right.
Now, we got time. We got about 35 seconds left. You got a gas station giving away free gas to anyone who walks in doing a silly dance, huh?
That's right. So this is one of those feel-good stories. It's kind of wholesome. This gas station went viral on Reddit. They give you $5 in free gas if you walk in and you do a silly dance and they like it. And so far the footage has been hilarious. And I suggest anybody who has a chance, take a peek on your website at Sam's Corner and see all the fun dances people are doing. It's amazing what you can get people to do for $5 of free gas.
$5. That's it. I know. And how much does it bless everybody else to check it out? Go to BillMartinezShow.com. Go to Sam's Corner. It's right there. Samantha Mouse, she's the good news girl. Now you know why.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.